This is a demo of Gemini CLI on Support Shell, a new way to access an agentic AI tool alongside case data. To start, since this is on Support Shell, I'm using our Sushi CLI tool to simplify my access and SSH directly to the pre-prod instance where I recorded this demo. Just like normal usage on Support Shell, users need to use Yank to pull a case attachment. The first step of that is authentication using a browser, which happens off-screen for this demo. Since this is a demo on pre-production instance, this case is a staged case with fake and safe data. If you have not used Yank before, I encourage you to join Pound Support Shell on Slack and take a look at our bookmarks for some of our documentation. For the purpose of this demo, I am just going to pull two attachments, a sauce report and a must gather. I have pre-pulled this data so that it will not take any additional time here. From there, I'm changing directories into the case and then into the expanded must gather before starting Gemini CLI, which is a crucial step to ensure the context for your chat is focused on just the files in that specific directory. Once there, I start the Gemini CLI session, which first presents a set of notices that are required to display, but please note that we do have approval from legal and privacy for you to use this with standard case attachments. Just to prove some of the interactions, my first question is a pretty basic one. What operators are failing in this must gather? It does take some time to consider and review the files, including listing out directories. And as you can see here, you may encounter some errors here and there, but as long as it doesn't stop working with that error, please feel free to ignore it. After approximately 53 seconds, you can see that the answer it gives me is that there are no failing operators, and it does go on to specifically list some of the ones that it checked. Moving on, my next question asks about the system configuration and installation. Again, it does take some time to read through different files and identify what it needs to check in order to try and answer the question. But again, it is showing you exactly what it is checking so that you can also verify it. And as you can see, the final answer is that it is running on vSphere, has 3 master nodes, 3 infra nodes, and 3 application worker nodes. So I'm going to quit out. I just use Control C twice, or you can also use /quit. Navigate over to the directory for the expanded SOS report and start Gemini CLI. Once again, that is an important, crucial step to make sure that it does not include too much context, as there is a limitation on the number of tokens used. And you can also see that our notices are once again displayed. to start off, I did ask it a slightly more complex question, asking about signs of CPU or memory pressure, and it immediately starts digging in and trying to identify that based off of a couple different sources that it outlines for you, and quickly identifies that there's not a lot of CPU pressure, but was going to dig in further for memory pressure. Again, there's another update where it tells me that there is a lot of usage of memory, but it hasn't seen anything for Umkiller, so it's going to dig in a little bit further before trying to give me a final answer. And finally, it notes that despite pretty heavy usage of memory, there is nothing that has actually been Umkilled at this stage. Moving on, my next question actually turns out to be a great lesson on the importance of prompt engineering. You can see that I am a little too vague with my question, and it turns out that the specific phrasing of it encouraged Gemini to try to review support shells packages. Something that I really don't want, so I immediately stop with escape and try and reset the question, focusing just on the SOS report. So are there any third-party packages installed on this system? Takes a moment, I think probably a little bit shorter than some of the others, as it just digs in and checks against the RPM directory. Ultimately providing a pretty decent list that it identifies is based off of the inclusion of EL6 in the package names. So I quit out because that's all I need to ask for the purpose of this demo, and exit out of support shell as well. Thank you so much for watching the demo of Gemini CLI, and I hope you appreciate its usage.